Praise be Jesus and Mary. It is I, do not be afraid. You know, the apostles, they needed to hear these words, you know, in the situation they found themselves in. You know, it was dark, you know, they were on the sea, and the sea was growing violent. The waves were battering against their boat, and they were, you know, threatened of drowning, of being sunk. And Jesus, you know, was not with them, or so they thought. Because of all this, you know, they were afraid, you know, quite understandably. But Jesus came to them, you know, walking on water, and assured them, you know, it is I, be not afraid. And before you know it, you know, they ended up, you know, arriving safely at the shore. Now, the boat in this particular passage represents the church, you know, represents the church throughout the ages. And the storm-tossed sea, you know, represents the world, you know, always threatening, you know, the church, as it were, with temptations and persecutions of various kinds. And no matter how bleak and dire things might look, you know, as if the boat is about to sink, the church is about to, you know, to be destroyed, and it might seem to be the case, you know, Jesus, you know, calls out to his disciples again and assures them, it is I, do not be afraid. And before you know it, the boat, the church, reaches shore, you know, the shore of heaven, safe and secure eternally. You know, as followers of Christ, you know, we too, you know, need to prepare ourselves, you know, for difficult moments. You know, we can always count on them as those who desire to be faithful to our Lord and to strive for holiness. You know, as we know, there are always temptations and difficulties that come our way when we are trying to be fully committed to our Lord. And others take notice of that, you know, those who aren't particularly pleased, you know, that we give ourselves entirely to Christ and to his kingdom. You know, those enemies of ours, you know, those that are visible, but also those that are invisible, especially Satan and his minions, always out to make us trip and fall, as it were, and to destroy us ultimately, and to lead us to what he desires most, our discouragement and our despair of giving in, you know, giving up, throwing in the towel, as it were, in our following of Christ and of seeking holiness, and also of doing good for our Lord and the church and for souls. You know, there are many people who would have us to be afraid, you know, to be fearful, and because you know, fear is something that is something of an obstacle to us. You know, it paralyzes us in many ways. You know, our own personal holiness, you know, striving to go forward, you know, to take another step, but also in reaching out to others and sharing the faith, you know, at times takes a bit of courage. So there are many out there who would have us be, you know, fearful, you know, because that is what will ultimately, you know, lead to you know, inactivity and a lack of good results, as it were, for our Lord and his kingdom. But our Lord wants us to be courageous, you know, to be not afraid, for he is indeed with us. He's with us as God, you know, spiritually, he's always with us. And he's with us especially when we are united with him through his word, you know, the scriptures, read with faith, and especially in the church, in the sacraments, above all, in the Holy Eucharist. Our Lord always continually assures us from the tabernacle, from the altar, you know, from the sacred host, it is I, you know, be not afraid. And our Lord gives us the strength we need, you know, to carry out his will, you know, courageously. So let us, you know, be mindful of these words of our Lord, these words of consolation, these words which will give us strength in those moments that we need it most. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Jesus.